Oh, I don't know.
What about the female?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear the term mare or stallion?
Mare, that's right. Stallion and the half-breed is the jackass and the donkey.
Uh-huh. And you say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride horses.
And yesterday he...
rode a horse.
But I have never...
ridden a horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell...
off the horse.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I guess I must have...
have been ridden.
Or he must have... what? The bed. He must have fallen...
off the bed.
Huh?
Fallen off the bed.
Okay. And the things you put on the horse's feet are called the...
they're horseshoes. Horseshoes.
And a game that you play with those?
Horseshoes.
Do you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
Yes.
What, did it have a special name then?
Toss the rings are something different. Now, I've seen them at the different fairs.
Mm-hmm.
They always have a different name.
What about the parts of the horse's feet you put the shoes on?
Those are the hoofs.
And one of those is called one.
Hoof.
And the male sheep is called a...
oh, it has really slipped my mind.
What about the female?
I don't want to get them mixed up with the deers. I can't remember offhand.
What do people raise sheep for?
The wool, and some people, I guess, eat them.
Mm-hmm. And hogs, when they're first born, are called?
Pigs.
And when they get a little older?
Hogs.
And the male is called a?
Bohog.
And the female?
I don't know what she is called.
Do you ever hear sow or gilt?
Mm-hmm. The sow referring to a female, I think.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a hog and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar hog, you'd say you were going to...
oh, no.
Or if you don't want him to be used for breeding, you'd say you were going to...
to go and slaughter that hog.
Well, you're not going to slaughter him, but you're going to do something to him so he can't be used for breeding.
Oh, I know. Oh, I can't think of that. Same thing you do to the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of the word.
Do you ever hear people say cut or mark or trim or spay?
Spay.
Spade
the hog.
Okay. And then he'd be called a...
more or less the hog just for the meat.
Okay. And the stiff hair the hog has on its back.
Oh, I can't think of that. I can't think what that is.
Or what about on a hairbrush? You'd have...
a bristle.
And the big teeth the hog has.
No idea.
What about an elephant? It's got...
tough.
Okay. And the thing you put the food in for the hogs would be a...
trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say...
troughs. Huh? Troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you say the calf began to...
I have no idea.
What about a cow? What noise does she make?
No idea.
Or a horse?
No idea.
Well, do you ever hear of a cow lows or moos? Do you ever hear?
Yes, cow moo.
Uh-huh. What about a horse? Do you ever hear whinny or nicker or winker?
Whinny.
And if you had some horses, mules, and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry. Say you had to go feed the...
Livestock.
Okay. What about if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You'd say you had to
go feed the flock.
And if it was time to feed the animals and do your work, you'd say that it was
kind of into chores.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say chore time or feeding time?
Feeding time, chore time.
And do you ever hear anybody call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Yes.
How'd they do that?
Oh no, let me see. I was getting ready to do one for the hogs.
How did that one go?
Swee.
That was for hogs?
Hogs. Oh, the cows.